Here's the good stuff from Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss the great offers on a great range of vehicles during Toyotathon. See your local Toyota dealer today or search Toyota Value. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. It's Friday. Guess who loves Friday?
Me.
We do.
Yes.
Everyone
we all do.
Does. If I had a bionic penis, it'd be making it sound right
you're
now.
Off. You're
I'm
off
that
already.
Excited.
Doing.
Here I go. No,
I don't have the bionic penis ready. You could have given me a heads up,
well,
Mickey.
Well, you know, I like to roll with
you're
the
punches. You're a bit jittery today, Dave.
What's wrong, Dave?
I'm really nervous. I don't know. What, you know what?
Did you get no sleep last night?
I'm nervous for you because I've never seen you walk so much in the last 5 minutes in your entire life.
Oh, if I was wearing a Fitbit, it would have exploded.
Oh, my God.
Guys, let's tell everyone what's going on the show today.
Okay, big show. Clown of the Week Day, it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward
and
to that.
It is big. We've had some rippers this week.
Good, so. And some new entries just in the last 24 hours.
Just coming down the pike. Yep.
Including our Prime Minister.
Who else?
We are going to talk with Tahan Lu Fat. She was a Miss Universe, Miss Australia.
Yep, sure.
She's too old.
Former grid girl, yep. Was in Big Brother, and she, at the age of 29, she's been told, get out. You're too old.
Over the hill. Come on, granny.
Retire.
Pack your bikini. You're out.
Go and get a...
Not fair. Not on.
Push-up bra. Yeah, you're done.
That's ridiculous.
They've said it. And gorgeous, we're going to speak to her because we like her a lot.
Like
she's
her
a friend
lot.
Of the show, as is her
not
partner,
fair.
Dave Reynolds.
Yep.
He got bagged out yesterday, didn't he, on our program?
Oh, by Craig Lowndes.
Oh, yeah. Craig Lowndes, yeah, well, definite crack. We might play that back.
No, right. Hey, we're going to talk with Wayne Hope. My old matey.
Awesome.
Of course, I've known Wayne for years.
We all have. A very funny man.
Yes.
What he's about got in particular?
Very Small Business Series 2.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Well, yes. Is it the second series? Yes. Hmm. It's been on hiatus for a while. He's come back on board and doing it.
Went out of business. And now it's back in business. It's reopened under the same management.
Correct.
Is that how to say it?
That's how you say it.
All right.
Now, Howie, he's coming
Howie,
on.
Howie, I love Howie.
Howie's podcasts are so good.
10 million downloads, the Howie Games.
Yep.
You can't argue with that.
All right, he'll
actually,
come
you can.
Talk.
I want to see the figures. Can you tell him to
why
give
you
me the
ask price? Him? We'll say how he knows.
Hi, well, look, we'll have the week interview. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But can we start at the top?
All right.
With some exciting news. Our boss, Fitzy, who...
listeners would have heard us talk about, you know, our boss.
Well, we have him on from time to time. Usually,
when
we're cranky, or we want something we haven't got,
correct?
Or we want an RDO.
That's right. Well, you want an RDO,
or you want to sit up the front of the plane.
Oh, right.
We go, Fitzy, make it happen.
Fitzy,
he's the most powerful man in radio, and we've had him on a couple of times. Easy to see why his on-air career never took off.
Oh, no, come on. He worked in radio. How many years do you think,
well,
Dave?
He's 20 years here, but he's worked in other radio stations.
Very talented on-air presenter.
I don't know.
And announcer and funny.
He burped.
That's right.
He came on and burped on our show, on our national drive.
I've got that audio.
Have you got that?
Yeah, have a listen.
Hi, Fitzy.
Did
you just burp?
No.
What did you just do?
I cleared my throat.
The most powerful man in FM radio. He's just let one fly. If you ever have a go at me for being unprofessional again, I'll say, well, that's interesting, Fitzy, but of course, you remember the time you burped on national radio?
Now, what do you want?
He's done it again.
Do you know who's really enjoying that is Dave.
I love it.
Your laughing goes right through. But there's other things.
We had him in recently, wasn't it?
We did, because we wanted to play the new song by Slash.
Who to play Slash? Yeah. Who the station's basically built around.
I just heard it before driving in.
Slash does the Triple M theme.
He is the
iconic image of Triple M. He's everything. We weren't allowed to play his single, so we went Coco Bananas. We thumped the table. Yeah. You may have impugned his reputation.
I don't think. Maybe.
I remember sticking up for him.
I know, I've got that audio as well.
And he came storming in.
You are.
Okay, now our boss has just come
in. This is
Fitzy.
The height of disrespect.
I
make a call off the air, I don't expect our millions
give us,
of
give us a call and hop into Fitzy. 133353.
We were only going to play a bit of it, just a little taste.
We played a bit of it and the consensus...
No, Mick, he's really cross.
He is. He's angry.
What you've got to understand is we have listeners in Orange who may be scared by Slash.
Thanks a lot, Orange.
Orange,
thanks
you're
a lot,
not scared
Orange.
By Slash.
Here, let's get Slash on the phone. You can talk to Slash.
Play the song.
I'm going to play the song.
Yeah. I'm rewarding bad behaviour here. That's what I'm not doing it again. Next time,
man of the people.
I'm taking your iPod away from
Thank you.
Well, you heard the phrase in there, the most powerful man on radio.
Yeah. And it's a special day.
It's a special day.
Because?
It's 20-year anniversary.
20-year anniversary. So, Fitzy, we just want to salute you.
And you weren't always the most powerful man on radio. You, like everyone else, were just a kid getting a start. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, you grew up in Bathurst, which they listened to us at B-Rock in Bathurst.
B-Rock, hello.
Their sister station is 2BS.
2BS.
And Fitzy grew up in Bathurst.
If only we could have...
No, I've got the air check.
Oh, you've got the air check.
So this is his first shift on air.
I'm not sure whether it was his first, but very, very young Mike Fitzpatrick.
We've got to lock on the door.
Very
Hang young on, just Fitzy, make sure he doesn't storm in at this moment.
This man has gone on to become the most powerful man in radio. It's interesting.
Yeah. Have a listen to this.
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica.
And...
our 2BS car sticker today. PDI215 is the winner. Not the winner, sorry. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker, and it's a white Tirana. So if you call into 2BS sometime this week, or today, you'll win a six-pack of Coca-Cola.
Oh, please.
927 Stereo 2BS. From his album, that's Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. And before that, Tone Lock and his song Funky Cold Medina and Bat Dance. That was a music of Prince taken from the Batman soundtrack. The song doesn't actually appear in the movie, which is a bit of a shame, because it's a good song.
Thanks for the editorial, little fella.
Hang on.
Did you give away a six-pack of Coca-Cola?
He did indeed.
Right. I couldn't have wished for better.
You know what? He's not in the building, clearly, because he would have been.
Oh, he would have not. So I was saying we've got to
help. Well done, Fitzy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
All right, let's do this, guys.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'm let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
He could have got it this week.
Well, I'm still going to put him in. Can I quickly just say...
Sure, go for it.
For double fist pumping... when he walked into a 9/11 ceremony.
Yeah, what an idiot. Seems appropriate.
Mm.
Yes. And for denying that 3,000 people died.
That's And that it was a successful operation by the US.
We've got him out of the way.
Okay.
Hey, let's start with some of the big ticket items from the week. Some of my favourite moments of the week were provided by people around this country and others. In particular, I'm talking about the teenager from Adelaide. Who filmed his parents trying to teach him how to drive. Do we have his name?
Kieran.
Kieran.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
Gently. But stop. You need to go gently.
Foot, brake. This is typical.
Brake. Brake. Brake.
There we go.
A few revs.
You're in nothing.
There's a car coming.
Get over. You're in the middle of the road.
Oh, we're rolling back. You cannot go around a corner, Kieran, in fourth.
What just did?
Oh, God.
We're in fourth now, aren't we?
No, because you can hear the cars.
Are we in fourth or second?
Second?
This poor car.
Slow down, it's the corner. Slow down.
I'm being on the roller coaster at Dreamworld.
Stop! They're going back.
I don't know if you're getting any better at all.
Why are you swerving
because
for the
birds? Because I don't want to hit the bird.
The bird will move.
It wasn't going to move.
Foot on brake. Foot on brake.
Hit the garage?
I hit the garage. It's not looking too good, is it?
No.
We probably have to follow that up and find out whether he's actually got his license.
We should get a follow up. Yeah, how's he done? Right. You're going through this at the moment, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not doing it. I just couldn't cope. I'd be like the mother going, brake, brake, brake. That's what I'd be like. All right. I would like to clown the South African golfer Jared Harvey.
Yes.
For his message to his girlfriend that inadvertently got onto his WhatsApp that he shares with mates.
Yes, and
of course, guys being guys, they're not going to let him get away with this, and for good reason, because you'll actually get a sick bag ready when you hear the pet names that he calls his girlfriend.
Yes. Strap yourself in.
Ugh.
My beautiful baby bear. How's it going, my doo-doos? I just finished playing now my books and I'm standing here in the bathroom area because it's noisy outside because they're doing the long drive, my books. But decent day, my books. Could have been better, but all okay, my special. Try and get it going tomorrow. My books. But really tired. Don't think I drank enough water today, my special person, so got a little bit of a headache. But... looking forward to a nice chill, my books, and then I'll probably have to go to that function later, my special person. So, yeah, just looking forward to a nice shower and a relax, my doo-doos. It was quite a longish day playing last. But all okay, my books, nearly home time for you and weekend time for my doo-doo bear. So I'll just have to see what time I'm off tomorrow.
Painful.
And take it from them, my special person. But just know that I'm missing you lots, my special person.
Oh, you said that.
I really, really do love you with all my heart, my bear. So safe drive home, my doo-doos, and I'll try to get you when I can.
Shut
up. I love
up.
You with all my heart, my doo-doos.
Oi. My special person.
Do you reckon she's got him on speaker down the other end, I reckon, with all her friends going, what a dick.
Yeah. Her friends are going to have an intervention.
I think I speak for all Australians when I say. Seriously. He said my little book.
How could you go up for dinner?
Oh, Dave's gone,
man. How could you have dinner with someone who speaks like that?
You have a little book.
Oh.
What's yours for Rob? What did you say it was?
There is none. I've told you.
Sweetie Num Num? Was it Sweetie Num Num? It was, Jane. Wasn't it? You said Sweetie Num Num.
I said nothing of the sort.
Good night, Robbie.
It's private.
Sweetie Num Num.
It's adorable.
It's not anymore. Hey, can I nominate, please?
Please.
The Beatles.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, sitting around, I think it's okay to, I don't know, do a group wank.
Sorry if there's kids in the car.
Yeah, warning.
I'm reporting the news. This is Beatles.
This is news. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, Beatles apparently.
They didn't do it all the
John
time.
John Lennon used to say, you know, if we've got a spare moment, let's just turn the lights down and get stuck into it. And off they'd go. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think it's just a way of not having to deal with Yoko. But there's so many things you can't think of or imagine the same way ever again concerning the Beatles, like the White Album.
Don't.
Look at Abbey Road, and all I see now is four guys off to a group wank.
Okay,
now, have we got... We've
got some of the songs.
We've made a medley.
Because you will think of songs differently now.
Yeah.
Some of your favourite Beatles songs.
You'll never be able to hear
just
them.
Conjure up the image.
Like
same
this.
Same way again. I didn't want to put this one in, but
it's good.
Feels strangely right.
It's a bit metally. Very fine work.
Alrighty, people, your chance to get involved. Do you know a clown? Have you been a clown? Is there someone we have missed? Give us
get
a call.
It off your chest.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We were talking about the Beatles.
Yes, we were, and some of the songs.
And what they're getting around to when they've got a bit of spare time on their hands.
What?
Get together as a
Yikes.
Band and bond. Well, according to Liam Gallagher, he used to do it with his brother.
Oh. Well, there,
I'm not even going to read this out.
Is that how they had their falling out?
Oh.
That'd be a good album cover for Oasis.
Oh, my goodness.
Crikey. There you go. All right, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to clown our current Prime Minister.
ScoMo?
Yes.
How dare you? For what?
He put out a tweet, and look, this is what I think has happened. It was during question time, and everyone in the coalition put their hands up at the one time, and I think he and his gang...
Show of hands for a vote.
Show of hands for a vote, and they did it a few times. I think it was, you know what a boomerang is? You know, it's when they sort of have that... like they repeat the look. And anyway, he thought, I know what I'll do.
He's got this glare or a gaze over his eyes. He don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So he put it out on Twitter and wanted some music to accompany it. The problem is that it was a rap song that's by Fat Man Scoop and it's incredibly, you know, Can we hear a bit of it? That's it.
Yeah, there's some questionable lyrics.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is no one checked the flipping song before ScoMo's put this out. Sure. And, of course, everybody's gone, we know what that is because it's really quite rude and crude because it's real hip-hop.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nasty towards women. It's racist in its
And it talks about effing each other.
Okay.
This one here.
Yeah.
Ow, 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 you got a $100 bill.
Yeah, so
Good stuff,
somehow,
ScoMo.
I don't think they're doing that at the Pentecostal church or at Hillsong because, it was only about 4 hours later it was left up and they deleted it. And he has said today that the video, it was a bit of fun, but it's quite clear that that's not a song on my playlist. We're just trying to connect honestly with people, he said at Bronte Beach today. And some of the marks, some people get a bit worked up about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
This is what drives me bat crazy, though, that I don't think it was him who chose the music.
Of course it wasn't.
And he's handed it out to someone to do it.
I would never have heard of that playlist.
Whoever has chosen that, for goodness sakes, I clown you, actually.
All right. What's he doing at Bronte Beach?
Well, he lives around. That's where he lives.
Getting around in a G-banger in the middle of the day. What's
he's danger doing some work.
Prime Minister, what's he doing down there?
That's his hood. Don't you know that?
I'm seeing him like in an episode of Baywatch or something. ScoMo, get to work.
Come on, Scott. That's why people were annoyed.
Hey,
to work.
Scott, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to clown. Oh, well, firstly, guys, I just want to say I haven't missed an episode on the podcast.
Good on you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
But having said that, Mick, I've got to clown you.
Right, what for?
Hooray.
Well, I do believe, was it yesterday, you had a go at Jane for having a drink at the movies.
Oh, that's right. That's out of line.
I said in the cinema, there's no place for alcohol in the cinema.
Well,
I'm a stickler for the rules.
Yeah,
that is it's a sacred site, Jane. It's a sacred site. If you can't go for an hour and a half.
Well, how am I going to bore my eyes out in a movie if I'm not half sloshed?
You can do it. Yeah, play the music. Do you want us to make you cry? We'll make you cry in 30 seconds flat.
I don't think you will.
Jane, I was coming to work today and I sort of thought it was a pile of fur on the side of the road.
Don't you talk about an animal. I don't care if it's a possum.
Oh, what, roadkill's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, keep the music. All right.
Kill the music.
All right, but we could get you to cry.
Thank you,
Scott.
No,
you don't need to. It's popcorn country. It's popcorn, it's large Coke, it's your
top.
It's your Malteser territory.
Why don't you chow down, mate? Jeez.
What do you order? Some kind of song choy bao or something?
Oh, that sounds
in
nice.
In your gold class with your Sauv Blanc.
I don't drink Sauv Blanc. How dare you? Sorry, Scott, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I can't believe Mick saying this. Doesn't alcohol
That's
make
ridiculous.
Everything better?
Yeah, but just it's cinema to me.
He thinks he's just very highfalutin.
I don't know if you guys can't get by with that.
Thank you, Scott. Let's give Scott a prize.
I think you need to look at your lifestyles. I think you really do.
$100 Liquorland voucher. There you go, Scott.
I actually tuned out. I didn't hear the last bit. What you were saying.
All right, we're going to take more calls. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We've got more people waiting.
1-333-53.
Yeah.
Any clowns you know, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I was highly strung, like.
What was it like being
that heyday?
Very edgy.
Did they ever sit around and have a group?
How can you look at me in the face and say that? I was the only female member. I don't know what happened during rehearsals before I arrived.
I don't know what the string section was up to. That's my bionic penis, which is... just leapt to attention.
Can we just explain? Because we've said bionic penis about 10 times in the last...
A man, I got a bionic penis. He hasn't... At 45, he finally lost his virginity. Mm. He is born with no genitalia and kind of...
I don't know. Just happens.
I don't know what...
Don't try and be medical on us all of a sudden.
I think it's called Barbie doll syndrome. Whee! And he's got
he had to have a graft from his forearm.
I wouldn't mind that.
And also, he was very happy because
more than a forearm.
Apparently, it's very big.
It's big, and it goes off. Have you got it when he's like doing?
I'll find that though. I've got to find the audio of that. Nick.
Okay, right. Well, in your own time. Okay, we're in the middle of Clown of the Week.
We are.
And can Clown Fitzy again, our boss?
Sure.
It's his 20th anniversary.
Yes, from being at Triple M.
And just because we've had a few people who'd like to hear it, not Fitzy. But if we've got it there again, have a listen to this little tacker.
This is Stereo 2BS, probably about 1988.
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica. Our 2BS car sticker today, PDI215 is the winner. Oh, not the winner, sorry. Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker, and it's a white Tirana. So if you call them 2BS sometime this week, or today, you'll win a six-pack of Coca-Cola.
Six-pack of Coke, all right, that'll do it.
Oh, smooth as silk.
I loved it. Yeah. I think we're still playing all those acts.
You know what's good? I don't think we will ever be air-checked now. It's fine. Or we'll, we probably still will be.
Are we going to the callers, or have you got something you wanted to do?
I think we go to the callers.
All right, let's start with Langers. Hello, Langers. Who do you want to clown?
Mickey Boy!
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's Langers.
Hello, Langers.
Hi, Langers. Hey, didn't you upset Jane last time?
Yeah,
I don't know if you should be back on here. I think you were rude to Jane, weren't you?
I'm actually here to defend her honour this afternoon, mate.
Oh, what happened?
Mate, I was listening to you yesterday, and you brought up that subject, the menstrual bucket.
Not bucket, Langers. It's a menstrual cup.
You know, it's like an egg cup.
Just for causes. Tell me, mate.
I don't know what Langers is up to. Get Langers,
you're on standby, Dave.
Langers, you're dodgy caller and you're in dodgy territory.
Careful.
I'm going to have to take you out of the picture at the moment. We don't know what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
Can someone debrief him off air? Did you get a little intense when Langers is on the line?
I hover over the dump button.
Who do you think intimidates me? No one.
Oh. Is that our burst today?
Why am I getting nervous when Langers is on the phone?
Well, I don't know, because
who cares?
Because you're fragile.
I'm not fragile.
You are a little buttercup.
I couldn't give a rat's.
You're like a little buttercup.
You know what? I was about to say, careful, I'm going to put a needle in your strawberry. But that's a terrible thing to say, isn't it?
That's terrible.
Wow.
Well, what'd you do?
It turned really dark really quick.
I might make you a charcuterie paste.
This Dim Sims looks good. Jane, you seem to be offering me a lot of snacks today.
Jesus.
Oh, my master plan. Oh,
Frankfurt, don't mind if I do.
Oh, Mick, what's that? You seem to be bleeding from the mouth profusely.
But still eating them. Still woofing them. Mick, do you know there's a needle in there? Yep, I do.
I'll just swallow it all. What could go wrong?
It's like a snake with a bunny. Oh.
It's not your mouth that's the worry. Yeah, careful.
All right.
Sorry, hello, Paul.
Hello, how are you guys?
Sorry about this.
Mate?
Carry on.
That's all right.
Who do you want to clown?
Hey, Groucho. Look, hey, it wasn't for you to put that Beatles medley together, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
No, I nearly ran off the road laughing at that. That was
good on you. Have you got one to add?
I do have to clown whoever put it together for missing out the most obvious one.
Which one?
This is their activities when they weren't playing.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same without I get by with a little help from my friend.
No. Boy!
Oh, God.
Hello.
Well, that seems very apt, doesn't it?
I say hello to my little friend.
Oh, yeah. Special.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I can't remember it.
Well done.
I'm so busy here. I'm just knocked off early.
You're sitting there.
Sorry, there's 257 Beatles songs.
In your duffel coat with your backpack. Ready to go to the football. Hey, Mick, what's going on?
Yeah,
who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Luke Boner.
Oh, our overnight
How
announcer.
Dare you.
Hey, he's royalty
Triple
round
M's
here.
Triple M's Luke Boner. Why? Yeah. What's he done?
He's nominated for an ACRA for Best Current Affairs.
Oh, is he?
Wow. Yes, he is.
Oh, I'll play you the bit they should use.
could be this bit.
What happened to you?
I was telling a joke yesterday morning and he dumped me before the punchline.
We've got that live, how it went down live on air. Let's have a listen.
Here's a thought for you, Luke. Here's a quick one, mate. I used to date the twins, right?
Who? What? Beep, beep, beep. Back up. You used to date twins?
Yeah. I used to date one of these twins, right?
I thought you meant you dated both of them.
No, you mate. Said, how do I tell them apart? And I said, well, it's pretty simple, you know. Melinda, she paints the nails and, you know, mate.
I had to think about that.
Okay, it's so he's getting, cut him off, right?
That's, cut that him was off. It. So we didn't hear the punchline, Mick.
We didn't hear the dump. Did you deserve to be dumped? Did you use a bad word?
Oh, I apparently used a bad word, but at 4 o'clock in the morning, mate.
Fair enough. Hey, do you know, okay. You know what's bizarre? I actually was awake.
What?
Right. I heard you, Mick. Oh, I heard James. You say this.
Do you live a life? Yeah. Oh, hey, can you do the joke for us now? Please don't get us thrown off air.
No, I won't get you thrown off
it. So you're talking about the twins and how you tell the difference?
Them,
yeah.
I used to date a twin.
Yeah.
And she was beautiful, you know, very feminine, could handle the nails and all that sort of
stand
stuff.
Stand by Dave on that dump button. Yep.
And my mates wanted to know how to tell them apart. I said, well, Peter's got a dong.
Yeah, let's give Mick a prize.
I give him a prize.
Prize back for you there, Mick. Well done, mate.
And I'm presuming you didn't say dong, and that's why
Luke, you got it.
You know, Luke is, we've said, you know, up for an ACRA award. We got time to play what he's probably, this is what won him the nomination, we're sure.
So this was during the World Cup, right?
It was during the World Cup soccer.
And he does overnights, midnight till dawn, so prime time for the World Cup. And this went down.
Tracy, g'day, how are you?
I went through a house fire about a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm 80% burnt all over my body.
Oh, jeez.
I was in a coma for 11 days.
Just wait there. Just wait there a second, Tracy. Belgium has just scored this audio thanks to SBS.
Boner. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's up there with the best.
That is the best. Hall of Fame, right?
Good on you. Good on you, Luke. We love you so much. Hi to Luke and Jess.
All right, we better go to something. Yes. We'll keep taking your calls.
Clown of the week. And Tahan Lou Fat to join us soon.
Your new way to drive home.
Oh, Les is on the line. Hello, Les. How are you?
Oh, good, Mick. Love your show, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Clown of the week's got to go to Sharon Osborne for doing a dump in the garden.
She did a dump in the garden. And this was a story that Sharon told on Stephen Colbert on Monday night. Whitney, who used to work very closely with the family, confirmed the story. Mm. It's worth a run. We've had a few requests for this. It's, if you're a bit squeamish.
And again, do we do the kitty in the car? Well, that's all right. Kids understand about poop. They're all right with it.
Sure, I love it.
All right, here we go. Sharon Osborne.
A few months ago, Ozzy took me out to dinner and we're driving home and I'm like, oh, got a wicked sweat on and my stomach was hurting and I'm like, I've really got to go to the bathroom. I don't know what I just ate. And so we get home and then I'm like, all right, open the door. He goes, I don't have the key. And I'm like, you have to break a window. I've got to get in there. And so Ozzy's trying to break a window and it wouldn't break. And so I'm desperate and the sweat's now pouring off me. It's like this. And I'm like, f- this, I've got to go now. So I went in the front garden. And then I'm thinking, well, we'll leave it here. And then the next day, the gardener asked to see me, and he said, oh, I think that one of your dogs is not well. You need to take them to the vet.
Well, how did Ozzy react to this? Was he like, well done? Well, like, what was...
He was sat on the steps outside of our house and he's going, I don't believe this. I just don't believe it.
Nothing he would ever do.
No, he used to do it all the time. He used to do it...
What do you mean?
When we'd stay in hotels, I mean, in England, they have this thing where... Men used to leave their shoes outside.
To be polished.
Yeah. And Ozzy, if it just came across him, he would go outside and crap in all the shoes.
Fit a spare time on his hands.
Hey, we've got Ozzy Osbourne next week on the show, by the way, too. So stand
I'm still trying to work out why you see a pair of shoes and that's your instant reaction is to go and... Yeah. But that's Ozzy.
You'll learn. Hey, look, one day.
I have another clown.
Yes, who?
The Miss Universe pageant.
Okay. Yeah, why? I think I'm with you on this one. Why?
Because the Miss Universe pageant has these rules where if you're older than 28,
right,
you can't be an entrant anymore.
Jeez.
What?
That's it, is it?
And one of the friends of our show, that means that she can't be an entrant anymore. And we say hello to Tahan Lufat.
Tahan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, guys. How are you?
Good, Tahan. I'm sorry to hear this news. Now, you're calling us from New Zealand. You're over there working at the moment. Explain to us and to our listeners why you are ineligible for Miss Universe.
Well, I was actually technically ineligible this year, so I shouldn't have even been in the pageant this year because you can't be older than 28. So on the Australian Miss Universe website, it is worded wrong. That's why they allowed me to enter because
Check your ID or something? How do they get there?
Well, you do because we also went to Bali, so they had my passport details as well. So they knew the year and...
This sounds very old-fashioned. It's like, oh, we have the nice young girls in. But, I mean, you look
hot. Well, is there a technical age for a miss as opposed to a missus?
No.
I don't take that.
No, it's called a cat lady.
Well, in between, apparently, I was because there was another pageant that was like, oh, you should enter. And I was like, no, I'm too old for your pageant as well. And they're like, we do have like an older pageant. And I was like,
a senior's.
Oh, granny.
I'm back out of that.
I'm on the senior's circuit. Yeah. I'm 29. Yeah. I'm on the senior's circuit. What about the Miss Bum Bum competition they have in Brazil? Do you know what they're...
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope people aren't getting those Brazilian butt lifts because apparently you can die getting one of those.
Yeah, but it's all in the name of a good thing.
I better cancel my appointment.
What a way
with
to go.
Doctor. Hey, thanks. Hey, Tahan, you are not doing beauty pageants now, though, but you are doing something that is full on and must be amazing. You've turned your attention to boxing.
Yes. Pray for me, please.
I saw your other half here in the studio the other day, and I'm not sure he's entirely happy about it.
Your other half, of course, being V8 supercar driver Dave Reynolds, and Dave is just sort of shaking his head a bit because we just probably don't want that beautiful face, you know.
he keeps saying he's going to pay me not to do it. So.
Hey, Tahan, you know what you could do? You could actually do the boxing and then between rounds carry the ring numbers.
Oh, you could multitask.
You could do everything.
Genius.
He's always thinking.
Tonya Harding. You know how she was like,
oh, yeah.
I can do ice skating, I can't do pageants, and then she turned to boxing, and now I'm turning to boxing.
Oh, I like it a lot.
You know what
Leave
I love?
No stone
you're
unturned.
You're so motivated.
You're young,
we love it.
You're happy, you're successful. What else is on the horizon for you right now?
Not much else. Just I'm pretty much focusing on that, and when that comes, that's like the 13th of October. Mm. So after that, I don't know what I'll change and put my mind to, but at the moment this is like enough.
Change your birth certificate.
Big one challenge.
and get back into the pageants.
Oh, maybe babies. Maybe babies.
Hell,
oh,
babies.
David.
Wow.
I didn't say I want to be a mum soon, so that's probably the next thing on the card.
All right. You'll have to stop the boxing then, you know. There, that,
yeah, definitely.
That might be tricky.
Yeah.
Hey, Tahan, good luck with everything. We love talking to you, and we'll miss you from our pageants.
We'll get you in with Dave when he gets back. I want to see a little baby carrier in the back of the V8.
Maybe.
Go to work with Daddy Day.
Yeah.
Good on you, Tahan.
Good on you, Tahan.
Thanks, guys.
Kennedy
Not
Malloy.
Fair. 29.
Ah, it's
Come
ridiculous.
On.
Serious?
Clown worthy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are about to embark on the big second hour. Wayne Hope is
standing
going to be
by.
On board.
Excellent.
He's got a new show, Back in Very Small Business. We can't wait to have a chat to him about that. We're going to do the week in review. We'll take a few calls and tweets. In the meantime, one last clowning, if you may,
for
the motorised scooters who have been, clown them, Dave, have been misbehaving out there to the point.
So many injuries.
The point where now there's three, in the state of Victoria, there's three a week, three hospitalisations. In Brisbane, they've tried to, they've lobbied to drop the speed from 10Ks to 6Ks. And I don't know what's going on in New South Wales. I saw one with monster track tyres. So.
Yeah.
This needs to be reined in. But we were talking about how some people, what's the right age you can get one of those? Because I put my hand up, said, I'm ready to go.
I think you're ready next week.
I'm ready to go now and with one of those chairs that goes up the staircase.
And I talked about going to Disneyland and just saw now that it's one way to get around.
But we was talking about it and then someone was saying in America it's abused a bit because a lot of larger people just go, bugger it. Mm. It beats walking.
I'm done.
And
give
so
up.
They're using it. We were trying to think. So there was a caller on our show who had a name for it and we couldn't think of it, but we finally found the caller.
Well, you know what they're called because they're all coming down the road. They just go wherever they like in the shopping centres. They try to run you over, whatever they want to do. And he goes, oh, you know, they're called chubby chariots. So
there's a chubby chariot. I want one. You should get one and I'll get a sidecar.
Why should I get one?
I was leading to my joke. I wasn't suggesting you were
You're looking at me when you said it. Oh, I don't like that.
Crikey.
Well, I'm tense.
Really? No, I was in a little sidecar.
All right.
Like
you mean like two fat ladies?
Yeah.
All right.
Break?
No.
Yes, okay.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it promises to be a dead set cracker. Make no mistake, as we boot this week home with some big guns. We got the Week in Review. I love the Week in Review.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Yeah, I'll tell you who we're going to... Oh, thank you. We're going to speak with Mark Howard. Howie. And he's the podcast king
from the Howie Games. 10 million downloads and counting. I do want to see the paperwork. I don't believe it.
Well, he's saying 10 million. Don't be rude to him, though.
Going
to
need some kind of verification. We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But let's start the hour with this bloke.
Wayne Hope has been making us laugh for years with... Very Small Business, Upper Middle Bogan, and The Librarians.
Something an internal marketing document from the ABC described as a boring and unsellable title.
Now he's back in business after a decade away. And while the employee challenges are new...
Ashley, are you watching Netflix?
It's nearly at the end.
Don Angel's business practices are very much the same.
I've been trying to find out if you're still selling any pineapple-scented rubbers.
Officially, no, but I'm sure we can work something out. Push a couple your way.
I'm from the ACCC.
Yeah, I know. I'm joking.
Please welcome Wayne Hope.
Well, it's lovely to see you in here, Wayne. Hope, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Hello.
When I... first of all, I want to get this. You work with your beautiful wife, Robin.
Robin Butler.
Robin Butler. Mm. And I would just have to say this right off the bat, that you're probably the most loved up professional couple who can work together.
Well, just because you can't do it.
Well, I wasn't going to go down that path.
You have to have a go at everyone.
But, no, it's bitter.
It's just you're not comfortable in your relationship.
Well, I might not be. You might be touching a very sore nerve. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was going to congratulate you both that you are just fabulous. And what is it like working so closely?
It's incredible. I was hoping to put a song on because it's our wedding anniversary today.
When?
18 years
good
today.
Lord.
Well, that deserves a song.
I know, and I wanted to line up Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Well.
But you're out of time. But that was a shame.
Your
but it
song,
is.
That's yours.
That's
yeah.
your song. Yeah, we eloped to Siena in Italy 18 years ago. It was beautiful, romantic. And when you play Fat Bottom Girls in the Italian Square, well, it's like nothing else.
Not a dry eye in the house. 18 years, the highlights, is there something that springs to mind off the top of your head that you want to share with the nation, remember?
Oh, look, there's just...
Come up with something good here, mate.
Preston, now you looked at me, I went, oh.
Here we go.
No, it's... Look, highlights. Look, she's great. We turn a dollar together.
You do. You work together and you live together.
And you're prolific. You know, you really churn out a lot of shows. I don't mean that disparagingly. I'm saying, God, you're hardworking. And you're not at it.
Is that because you don't have anything else to talk about? When you get home, you have to go, well, we better work because we've got nothing else in common? Or?
It's true. In the awkward pauses where you're just looking at each other and you're just slicing the eye fillet, you go, what about a show in a library? And then before you know it, you're filled
you're
in
done.
Another 12 months.
It's a showbiz family because your daughter too is very talented.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Tell us who she is.
Molly Daniels, who people may have seen, Ronnie Cheng's international student. Tomorrow When the War Began, she was the lead in that kids series. And she's now going to be in Mad as Hell as a
Sean McCullough's Mad as Hell. Fine pedigree, and she'll learn a lot on that show.
She will indeed. Now, we're going to hear, and we're here to talk about Back in Very Small Business, but it would be remiss of me not to mention the C word. The castle.
Yes.
Because...
Christ,
you said 20 step back then.
Where was that going?
The show did we make?
See how I did that? Yeah. Because Wayne, of course, you were Wayne. Which is very creative.
Yeah, who did the casting?
Yeah. Jeez. Well, I might have done the casting. But I remember we had a reunion dinner of the castle, everybody who was in it. Was it 20 years?
Yep.
And everybody had a little story to tell. But you say that you walk down the street sometimes and people, because mind you, you haven't changed a bit after saying 20 years. And people, what do they say?
Fresh faced boy 18 years ago.
What do they say sometimes to you when you're walking down the street?
Well, people love the film so much. It's amazing. And they quote the lines to you. They just repeat the film to you constantly. Yes. And one day I was going down Fitzroy Street in the car and I pulled up at the lights and I had the window down, and a guy, I looked over to my left, and this guy, really rough looking guy, was giving me the stink eye, what I thought was the stink eye. So I nervously looked back, and then I just hear this, "How's mum?" And I took a beat and looked across, and I, oh, okay, good, good. "How's dad?" Oh, God, he's going to do the whole scene. Yeah. Sure enough, I'm begging for the lights to go green. He's ploughing through the whole lot.
We could talk absolutely for hours.
Wayne Hope is our special guest. More with Wayne right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Wayne Hope is with us, by the way, back in Very Small Business Airs Wednesday at 9 on ABC and ABC iView.
We congratulate you for having comedy on ABC because and that stays there because they like to take things off.
Or they like to whip it through. Well.
How's Kim Gingell?
Kim Gingell is brilliant.
He's one of the funniest guys, a lovely man, and gee, makes me laugh.
I loved him since as a kid. I watched, you know, when I saw Colin Carpenter on Comedy Country a million years ago, and I just loved the way. There's something unusual about him. He's brilliant. He's in the show.
So the character that you play is Don Angel, of course, who is... they say he's an aspirational small businessman.
That's
he's
right.
a thinker. He's an ideas man. but I don't want to be rude, but he's really one of the more creepy, annoying characters I've seen on TV.
Which is testament to your brilliant acting. you're like a chameleon, Wayne. Because
he makes me feel uncomfortable.
Does he?
Yes, because I do want him to succeed, but you know.
He unnerves you.
He unnerves me, and that's why I say it's great acting because, you know.
He's a grifter. He's a scammer.
Does he deserve
to succeed?
Well, you want him to succeed, weirdly. Mm. He's a little bloke giving it a go. He's peddling very quickly under the water, trying to turn a dollar in his worldwide business group.
Chips on his shoulder?
He's got a couple of chips on his shoulder.
Has he been knocked around?
He believes he's the backbone of the country's economy.
All right.
He's
the engine room.
He's the engine room of the economy with businesses like Don's Dirty Dog Wash.
I was about to ask. Titles
of businesses
are
important.
That doesn't even sound good.
No, he's got six businesses in his worldwide business group. One of them is Don's Dirty Dog Wash, which he came up with the idea if he marries two of people's favourite things, pets and sex, and puts them together in a company.
Hello.
That's not so bad.
So he's
got
a huge 20-foot fiberglass trailer of two dogs. One is mounted on the back of the other. Now, I will say it is consensual.
Oh, good. In this era.
And it really does get people turning important. Their heads and washing.
I like it.
The fact that he calls it worldwide, what's his business name?
The Worldwide Business Group. And he calls himself the CEO, managing director and founding father.
It's quite a portfolio.
It really is.
We'll look forward to seeing that. Another connection that I have with you, of course, that you directed, wrote and produced the Little Lunch television series for kids.
Yes.
And it was very popular. A lot of people I know saw it. I, in fact, have a bit of a connection because my son Josh was in it with you and said he was... loved doing it with you, and you know,
it was incredible. It's like people, you know, I don't know if you can describe a kids show as kind of crack for kids, but that's how people describe that show. It just gets them in a window, and your son is absolutely hilarious in it. It's still they run
sometimes.
Us over. And
he's
over
okay.
On.
He's all right.
He's okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. Soft fluffy pillows too. Okay. We're just going through the resume. Now, well, we worked together on a film called Boytown, of course.
We certainly
get stopped in the street, so we kissed over.
Well, I'm yes, I can imagine. So you were the singing boy band.
We went to dance training.
We went to dance training together. I just went back to that dance studio and was filming something there, and she remembered me.
That woman. Do you remember this? We were in a dance. There was you, me, Bob Franklin, of course, Glenn Robbins, and Gary Eck.
Yeah.
And we were all dancing away downstairs. And about halfway through our dance class, a dance teacher came from upstairs and came down, and she goes, "Excuse me, but I'm going to have to ask you to stop. I have kids upstairs who are doing a Disney audition tomorrow, and this out-of-time thumping is ruining it for everyone." She reckons that our clomping around downstairs was making her children cry on the cusp of their possibly biggest break in history.
I think I almost want you two to perform for me now, but that would be creepy.
A little under the fence, a little something. Yeah, I don't mind doing a little under the fence.
What have you got there, Dave, that we could fire up?
Hang on. Oh, I know, Dave. You know, what about your boudoir song?
No, we can't dance.
six, seven, and.
Right.
Oh, yeah, here we go. And under the fence, 2, 3, 4, feet the chooks, 4, 5, 6.
We never put on leather pants. We never.
We did put on leather pants from memory.
Hey, this is a big show. What time? ABC, which station?
It's on ABC, 9 o'clock Wednesdays, but I view it like everybody probably does. The first two eps are up on IDN.
And what's this week's? Give us a little.
This week, Don, he's gone into a bit of trouble. He has a business called Yationery, which is crappy kids' stationery that you buy for $1 at the supermarket to shut your kids up.
Is it dangerous? I'm guessing
it turns out a couple of the pineapple scented rubbers had a little bit of poison in them. So he's into a bit of trouble this week.
Congratulations. Great to see you again. And everybody will tune in back in Very Small Business.
Yeah, awesome. It airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC and ABC iView Wayne Hope on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Having just launched Season 4, Mark Howard's podcast, The Howie Games, has had over 10 million downloads. And it's not hard to see why, with names like Mick Fanning, Cadell Evans, Tim Cale, Greg Norman, and Lewis Hamilton.
Why do you think you're the best?
Firstly, I don't think I'm the best.
I'm going to rephrase the question. Why are you the best, you cheeky bugger?
But as Andrew Bogut testified, they were all there just for the freebies.
You get your special Howie Games bumper sticker. You won an NBA title, but surely it's not as good as receiving a Howie
Games. I'll put it in the safe right next to the ring.
Good on you, mate.
Taking time out from surfing the waves in Costa Rica with his family.
Water's 29. Pumping dudes. Sick waves. You should really get out there.
Please welcome Mark Howard.
Oh,
wow.
That's bad parenting right there.
Good production work. That's what it is.
Well, there
outstanding.
It is.
Outstanding.
How old's your daughter who's a bit of a surfer?
Yeah, my daughter's 8 and my son is 6. And we took them to Costa Rica the day after the Big Bash final last year for 6 weeks. And it was outstanding. My young bloke wants to move there because for 6 weeks, Mick, as you would love, he did not wear anything but board shorts. No top, no thongs,
well,
no
nothing.
Well, I'd say,
Howie, that's your dream come
true. Well, it is. I'd
that's
be happy
formal
to move
wear.
There.
That's formal wear in Costa Rica.
But I can't commentate in Spanish, the local football. That's the only thing holding me back.
You can't get the goal out.
Well,
no. You don't have the lungs.
They actually do it over there. We were in a bus travelling and a team scored 5 goals. The people ready to jump out. Like, oh!
5 goals? Jeez, that would be that would put someone to bed.
Proper soccer over there.
What about the Howie Games? This is an outrageous success. Well,
Thank you. 10 million
downloads this podcast has had. Is that bullshit? Or can you verify this for
it's
me?
It's absolute crap. I think we're at about 1,500. But no, I actually remember in the first episode with Adam Gilchrist went out a year and a half ago, and we got to 100. And there was that much excitement from me and Michael James, who works here at Triple M. And now they tell us we're at 10 million. Oh, I think it's a lie.
Do you get a bit pissed off because so many people now are jumping on the podcast bandwagon, Howie?
They are.
Yeah.
But they haven't got 10 million listeners.
That's right.
They have not.
Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons, apart from your good self, is the list of guests that you get in. Andrew Bogut, Tim Payne, Sally Pearson, Liesl James, Ben Graham, Joel Parkinson, Ray Warren.
Yeah. Rabs,
the voice of Origin.
Mm.
How'd he go?
Well, I never met him, and I knocked on his door up at his place at Castle Hill, and he just opens the door with that voice. But the world's sweetest man. We finished, and he said, "Oh, mate, I'll give you a lift back down to the cab rank." I said, "No, I'll get an Uber, Ray." What's an Uber? I thought I loved him. I love him. He is the world's nicest man.
And what are you going to call him on? What, this mobile phone thing? That's fantastic.
There's one thing I want to bring up with you. Justin Langer, who is next Thursday's episode. Mick, I sat down with him last week. Obviously a massive job now, Jane, restructuring the Australian cricket team.
Yes.
But he started he's a funny man, which I didn't appreciate.
Okay.
Started telling me a story about an eating competition that he challenged Mike Gatting to when he was playing for Middlesex. So they start a breakfast. And Justin normally said he would have a piece of toast and a coffee for the day.
He's not a huge fella.
He's not. Mike Gatting.
Exactly. Who's the king of this. So breakfast was two massive bacon sandwiches.
Weight division.
Exactly. At lunch, then they went into rack of lamb, a nice little sticky date pudding, 3 cups of tea, and a bit more pudding. At this stage, Brian Lara was on 100 not out. At the end of the day, Brian Lara made 274, but it got to tea when he was taking on Gatting, and our man JL had nearly had enough.
Then we get upstairs in the change room and we're having the Branston pickle and cheese sandwiches, another couple of mugs of tea, we're having a donut, we're having the fruit cake.
Mate, you got me snorting.
It's literally, I'm not joking. Mate, it gets better. The last session, Brian Lara, 274.
You mean chasing leather?
I'm trying to chase leather. Brian Lara, 274. And then we're going out for dinner that night. And we went to the Italian restaurant. Oh, mate, we're having the white bait and the squid, the calamari. Then we're having the lasagna. And we're having the... Oh, mate. And then we have the tiramisu. It's not just...
Tiramisu got me. The tiramisu got me.
You have to cut Langer out of the house. Exactly.
That's
funny. Whether the Australian cricket team are any good this summer or not, they will be having fun,
they'll,
I reckon.
They'll be having a hefty lunch.
Yeah, and
that's,
will.
That's what I like. You get there off guard. You're in there. This isn't a conventional series of interviews.
And there is one more that caught my eye, and that's Ben Simmons. Because well, that's for another reason, because I'm a bit of a Kardashian fan. Thank Mick, are you up with all this? Dating Kendall Jenner.
We went to San Francisco to do this, and it was at the time when he was dating...
Wow. See, this is a scoop, Kendall.
Kendall.
Right.
Yep. And he rolls in. He's an enormous man. He's like 212 centimetres tall. Wow. And at one stage, he was on his phone on, not Skype, what's it called when you're talking?
FaceTime.
FaceTime. He was FaceTiming the Kenny. Girl you're talking about. And I sort of walked past, and his managers at this stage said, shut it down, stop talking about it. Because you. And there was a couple of news crews there as well, and they said, if you ask Ben any question about that, he will not answer it, and it will be the end of the interview.
Oh, his life's changed forever. Forget the basketball and being NBA champion. His life has changed forever because now he's with the Kardashian.
Yeah.
Well, my favourite basketballer is Odom Lamar. Just, I admire his clean sense of living, his lifestyle, and that's how to go.
There's an interview, maybe.
If you're going to come close to death, it may as well be in a whorehouse with 12 hookers. Hey, now,
how do you get away with this stuff? If I did this on Triple M, I'd lose my job. You guys are a rating smash.
We're having fun. Now, mate, I had a great couple of summers with you, chasing the leather ball around Australia for Triple M at cricket. It was one of the great times of my life.
That was wonderful, guys. I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. It was a great team.
So good.
It was fantastic to work with you. It's great. It gives me the irrits that it's not coming back. But you've moved on, and you've got a great team over there at Fox Cricket with a dedicated channel. Is that right? Dedicated cricket channel. This is a breakthrough for... Australian cricket coverage.
Well, Jane, you can sit at home when the channel launches in a couple of weeks and watch cricket 24 hours a day.
I couldn't think of anything better, Howie.
No, you say that with such sincerity.
No, it's really part of my summer anyway, so if there's more, terrific.
You got Kerry O'Keefe on board there and Mark Waugh, Adam Gilchrist. These were all names associated with Triple M last year. It sounds like it's going to be a cracker. Shane Warne.
Yeah, Warney.
The big
really
man.
Looking forward to
and
it.
Our favourite, Isha Gua, going to be on.
But it is in 4K if you've got the right telly, which... I think a lot of the team are thinking about Botox because the amount of wrinkles.
Oh, it's very crisp.
Yeah,
high definition.
Very, very. I think it's four times clearer than high definition.
Well, you'll be like a pitch report.
Yes.
God, who
you'll
wants
be on
that?
The front bar, which you do an AFL show in Victoria. Are they bringing that to cricket on Channel 7?
Sadly not, no. Well, they couldn't find a place for us, basically.
What about night time?
Don't they want entertainment over there?
It's quite complicated, apparently. But we would love to have done something. We think we could have made
a perfect fit.
Could have made a meaningful contribution to cricket.
I tell you, there's a bit of room at Fox. They've got a 24-hour channel.
Hey, there might be other program directors around the country.
They have a 12-hour show over at Fox daily. Between midnight and midday, you're on.
Is Buzz running it?
Brett McNamara is running it. So, the wheels will probably fall off early doors, I would have thought. He's a good man. He'll do a great job.
Hey, mate, congratulations on all your success. You deserve it. You know more about sport than anyone else I know.
And you make everybody, you put everyone at ease. That's why they talk to you.
Thank
seriously,
you
get things out of people that you wouldn't normally
see. She never says anything nice about me.
Why would I?
No, well, I can understand where she's coming from.
All right.
The Howie Games. Grab the podcast, podcast1.com.au or via the App Store. Mark Howard.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Wow.
Mm. Wow,
you know what?
What?
We've done this every week, week in review, but I think this has been one of our wilder weeks.
I think the topics might have been a little ripe, you think?
Menstrual cups.
Well, you're the one that was amazed that they existed. May I just say, give you a bionic penis?
Mm. Well,
I won't give you one.
Well, that'd be a good present. There'd be no re-gifting that, I tell you. That'd go straight to the pool room, don't fucking borrow your phrase.
Wow.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a great week. We've had a ball.
I did enjoy it.
We've covered a fair bit of ground. Please kick back, relax, and enjoy some of the better bits.
It's been a week of salacious shocks,
on Kennedy Malloy. Joel Creasy shocked us with why a gay dating show won't work.
Maybe as a heterosexual, I could host a dating show with...
Yes, you could do a gay...
The problem is you'd have to have them all stay in separate hotels because they'd all head off before you film the show. Well, it's a good like finding 30 gay men that haven't slept with each other in my friendship circle. In my friendship circle, there's none.
Jane taught us about... female peegasms.
When you're busting to go to the toilet and you finally go to the toilet and it's that sense of relief, there's a few chicks who are holding on too long so that it can be a really incredible experience.
What is wrong with you women? If you're not sitting on the washing machine or riding a motorbike side saddle.
Well, it's more fulfilling than some men, let me tell you.
Oh, how dare you.
That's what you wonder why we do it.
Take that back.
I don't do it. I've got a front loader.
Mick dreamed of a bionic penis.
Every time he kicks the stiffy, you hear this. Hey. Mr. Wardle had to endure a painful 10-day erection. After surgeons attached
what goes on
to the penis.
When you're in a funny mood. Oh,
you have to tie a red flag to that, wouldn't you?
10 days?
10 days?
Wow, hey.
Well, and why is it painful?
I have to put one of those buckets over it. Yeah. Like on a dog's head.
And two words we were never expecting to hear on the radio.
There is such a thing as a menstrual cup. Is this right?
It's been around for 80 years.
What?
Just saying.
So this is for, this is like...
menstrual cup? Well, yeah.
Isn't it attached to recycling? And saving the planet.
Well, it's made of silicon and it's reusable.
It's reusable. It's like a keep cup. It's a genital keep cup. You know, when it comes to menstrual cups, I'm a menstrual cup half full guy.
We were shocked by Jane's hatred for Take 5 magazine.
When I start doing puzzles in Take 5, kill me now.
That is a stinging review for Take 5 magazine, by the way.
What's happened there? Take 5's a great magazine.
Puzzles.
Stories, puzzles, win prizes.
No, just okay. No.
They're taking you out of their celebrity crossword. You know that, Jane.
Couldn't care.
And we learnt that Mick's a shocker of a backseat driver.
My brother still gets upset when I lean over and beep his horn.
You cannot do that. That is the worst.
He's made that patently. You know what I did? I went out and got my own Allaire horn. And I put that out the window. Bam!
We were shocked by producer James's language.
What was there to drink, you know? Could you drink beer and wine?
Yeah, they had a Sahi. You could go for a Savvy B if you wanted that.
Say Savvy B on the show ever again.
And Nick Cody shocked himself by revealing his baby's gender on air.
Little boy.
A little boy.
Yeah.
Right.
I just realised I haven't told some relatives that. The gender reveal just come on Triple M.
Do you want us to get our listeners to name your baby?
Oh, that'd be great.
Go old school. Keith or a Gordon.
Or a Ray.
Gordon. Gordo.
I was thinking of Morse for a boy.
Morse Cody.
That's great. Crusher.
I'm saving that for my first daughter. She can be little Crusher Cody.
Can you believe they were finding needles in strawberries?
I saw a guy with a punnet of strawberries going down to a needle exchange.
Seriously, four people have been injured.
Well, you know what?
Chomping down on a strawberry.
It won't be my boys unless they somehow put some needles into a chicken nugget.
And we were shocked by Jane's secret hobby.
When I was growing up, I was a philatelist. And the Seven Seas Stamp Company was in Dubbo. It was the philatelist capital of Australia.
I don't think you can say philatelist on radio. Yeah, no, I really don't. Jeez, you don't know who you're working with half the time, do you?
But the biggest shock of the week, what the Beatles got up to behind closed doors.
Bit of a group wank.
Oh.
What?
This is the best way I can...
What do you mean? They turn off the lights and they... What?
Personally, I reckon it was just a plot to get rid of Yoko. Puts that album Sticky Fingers in a whole new light. In fact, there are a few Beatles songs I have to say to you that I won't be able to listen to in quite the same way again.
Like what? Come together. Right now. Whoa.
Ooh, the White Album.
J
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to Toyota, the Toyota-thon. It's on right now. Search Toyota value.
We have loved talking about Toyota. It's been weeks now. This is our last day that we're talking about
them. This is their last day of sponsoring the program.
But it doesn't end the Toyota-thon.
Hang on, Dave, quickly, get fired up. I just want to say a couple of words.
Yes, right.
Jane.
Yes, Mick.
The last 2 weeks with Toyota have changed my life remarkably. 2 weeks ago, I looked at, the RAV4 two-wheel drive GX, the Kluger two-wheel drive GX. Mm. And to me, they were just cars.
Mm. Sure.
But now they are chariots to me.
Mickey.
They can house my family, get me from not just A to B, but to where I want to go in life.
I can put the dog.
I love these cars.
The dog in the back of the Hilux.
Oh, the Hilux.
And
give me one Ute, and it would be the Hilux.
Plus $1,000 Toyota-thon bonus for everybody who gets one of those cars.
Come on, Australia.
Yes.
This is your chance for us as a country to get behind the Toyota-thon, to ride to the gates of oblivion.
But hurry.
The great machinery of Toyota.
It ends September 30.
I'm crying, run. Jane. I'm crying.
Run, Forrest, run.
Oh, Lord.
All right, it's the Toyota-thon. It's on right now. Search Toyota value.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Molloy.
That's it for the week. Kennedy Molloy is done.
What, you've got the engine running, have you? What are you doing? Never seen you so nervous.
I was nervous last week because I'm off to the football again tonight.
To football to see the Mighty D's, your team, go around. How long has it been since finals?
12 years. My twin boys have never seen the team in a final.
That sounds like a long time, but can I say this? Melbourne fans have waited longer to open a bottle of Grange.
amusing? How relaxed and comfortable you are. You've won a premiership.
You're
think
cocky.
You're going back to back.
We've got the week off.
Exactly. You
did you just swear?
No, I did not.
You came very close, young
lady. I did not.
I had to beep that. I had to beep that out.
Really?
I couldn't go to air. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm agitated. You're making me agitated this week.
Well,
I think I've got a rash. Have I got a rash?
I don't know. Undo another button.
I think we are done.
On that note, bloody hell.
I think we're done. Whoa. Good luck, by the way.
Hey, next week, your chance to fly to Los Angeles to see Slash on Us.
Slash, bang.
Ozzy Osbourne, Dave O'Neill,
brilliant.
Bill Bailey, big week.
Here we go.
Kennedy Molloy.
That's the end of the Kennedy Molloy catch-up. Visit your local Toyota dealer because Toyota-thon is now on. For more, search Toyota value.